So, and what would be Chamishi Vayakel is the Sheni and Vayakel Pehude Kshen Bechubarin. We have the Pasuk Vayas Bitzala Sarona Teshitima Matayim Vachetzi Arko V'yama Vachetzi Rachvo V'yama Vachetzi Komaso. So the Aron is specifically linked to Bitzala Vayitzapeh V'zahav Tahor Mibayis Amichutz Vayas Lo Zer Zahav Saviv Vayitzok Lo All B'lashon Yachir Arba Tabo Zahav Al Arba Pamosav U'shtei Tabos Al Tzalo Echatz U'shtei Tabos Al tzalo ashenis vayas again. It sounds like betzala. Badei atzei shitim vayitzafu sam zahav vayabeis habadim betabaos. Al tzalo saron laseis es haron vayas kapora zahav tahor. Again, sounds like betzala. Sounds like same person. Amasayim vachetzi arkav ema vachetzi rachva vayas shnei kruvim zahav miksha osa osam mishnei kitzos hakaporas etc. The Torah goes on to say pasuk yod vayas es hashulchan atzei shitim. Vayas salom misgeres, vayitzoklo, vayas es habadim, vayas es haminorah, going into the next aliyah, zahav tahor. So the sheet of the Ibn Ezra about all this, aldas Rabbi Avram, yirmoz al betzal she'asa kol klei hakodesh. The Ramban disagrees with this, and the Ramban suggests that it was just, in fact, the Aron that Bitzalel personally made. V'hizkir b'aron vayas Bitzalel, agid ki ha'uman ha'gadol shebahen, hu she'asa levado ha'aron. V'hatam b'avor shu malay ruach chalukim b'chachma v'tvuna v'da'ash yizbonim ba v'yasenu b'chavana v'tzuya. This is like the Ramban l'shitasu l'avdo b'chol avadchem, that we should b'chavana v'tzuya shlema v'lo al tzad ha'safik. Tamim t'yayim Hashem elokacha. The Ramban l'shitasu. We have this again in the Ramban in Yisham d'chash m'rnav shechamod ben tishka chasdvar m'sher roi nech v'nisru b'lav chalukim b'chayecha. We should not allow Safik to intrude into our Avodas Hashem. Say she's bonin bo v'yasenu b'chavana ritzia. Can be maseu umnas umanus gedola. The Aron wasn't that complicated, right? Relative to, let's say, the menorah. Aval yesham melachos shetzrichos umanus tisera mimenu. The menorah, the shulchan. V'chazer v'amar stam v'yasas al shulchan v'yasas ha menorah. And again, there's the Ibn Ezra who says, oh, it was all but salvein kendati shigam bechatzar mishkan amarkein avol hu chozer der mozel kol chacham lev. So basically the Ramban is saying is that Bitzal did have a unique relationship with the Aron because of the Aron being the Kodesh Kadashim, and we wanted his Ruach Elokim bechachma v'tuna v'das because of the Kavana Ritzuya Shlema, not because of the specific complexity of the Aron. Okay, so again, the Ibn Ezra will tell you that Bitzal specifically made all the Klei HaKodesh, and the Ramban will say the Aron, because of, you know, his superior Ruach Elokim. Rashi will say not even the Aron. Vayas Bitzalel Saron, Rashi says, Lefi Shenasa Nafsho Al Malacha Yoser Mishar Chachamim, Nikres Al Shemo. Really, it was done by all of the Chachamim, but it's attributed to Bitzalel because, you know, he was Moser Nefesh more than everybody else. Again, Lefisha Nasa Nafsho Amlacha Yoser Mishar Chachamim Nikres Al Shemo. So again, we have a three-way Machlokas, Rashi, Ibn Ezra, Ramban. Rashi will say that Bitzalel didn't make any of the Kalim in particular. He was part of a team. The Ibn Ezra will say he personally made all of them, and the Ramban will be Mechalik between the Aron and everything else. But I think Shitas Rashi is very inspirational in a different sense, right? So sometimes in life, you know, it's the Dafka, the people who are the most talented, who feel that they have to put in the, you know, the least amount of effort because they can get by on their, you know, talent. But his Mesiros Nefesh, right, Lefisha Nasa Nafshal Melacha Yoser Mishar Chachamim, despite the fact that, as Ramban indicates, right, he was far superior in terms of his Ruach Elokim, Bechachma, Betuna, Vidas, V'chol Melacha, Lachshov, Machashavos, Lehoros Nasan Belibo, all of these things, you know, were very much true in his case. As a consequence of it, right, it would have been understandable, if not the right thing, but it would have been understandable if Bitzalel would have been, right, somewhat, lackadaisical, lacking in intensity and rigor in his approach and getting by on his natural gifts of Ruach Elokim, Bechachma, V'tuna, V'das, V'chom Lacha, Lachshov, Machashavos, Ulehoros, Nasan Belibo. But Lehefech, of course, is the paradigm of Jewish leadership and responsibility, right? Then when the person who is the most gifted is also the hardest worker, right? So that creates an environment of, you know, profound Kedusha. It really is an inspirational thing when the person who's most gifted is also the hardest worker. It creates an example for everybody to live up to. You know, Ashrei Ayin Ra Sazos, you know, to see Rav Lichtenstein learning in the yeshiva with greater, you know, hasmada and amelos and intensity, even though, of course, he was the most talented and the most, you know, learned. So, of course, needless to say, the Roshem, you know, that created. And I think that we can see this in a certain sense, a little bit earlier on, right? We learned that, v'hamlacha ha'isa da'yam, v'yaviru kol b'machane le'mor, ish v'isha, you know, al yavo od l'mlacha l'tirmas ha'kodesh, v'yikaleha ami'avi. There was a very profound sense on the part of the nation, on the part of the artisans, on the part of everybody, of the significance of the endeavor. I just want to read from the Ramban here. And the Ramban says it was like really to everybody's credit, from Moshe to the Chachamim to the Am, that there was such an outpouring in terms of the Melechas HaMishkan. And I think it's really attributable to the environment that was generated. I was talking about before, what happens when the most talented person is your hardest worker. Of Hizkir HaKasov, the Ramban writes, Marbim Ha'am Lahavi, right, the shabeach ha'am ha'bevi'im b'didvasam, number one, right, it's a shabeach ha'am, they were so magnanimous. U'lefoyer ha'chachamim b'nemanusam, right, and those who were overseeing it, the chachamim, in terms of the emanus, to say, we don't need any more. V'gam ha'nagir alehem, da'ainu Moshe Rabbeinu, m'shubach v'zeh shavir kol b'machane, v'yitzav Moshe, v'yiru kol b'machane v'lemor, ish v'yishal yasuod, l'machal v'tremaz ha'kodesh. So it was l'shevach the Am that brought it, the Chachamim, who didn't look to make any, you know, slush funds, and certainly not Moshe, lo chamor achad mihem nasasi. I think part of the positivity of this environment of Kedusha that surrounded the Melechas HaMishkan was generated by the fact that Bezalel, Bayas, Bezalel Esharon, right, he was no say nafsho yoser al hamlocha, more than anybody else, despite the fact that it would have been, you know, at least understandable within the general framework of human nature, for him to rely, you know, on his talents. I remember, you know, hearing Rav Twersky, Shlita, say about his grandfather, Zatzal, one time, that the Rav's position, just in terms of Talmud Torah in general, was that the more natural ability a person had, the greater the mechayiv was. In terms of, you know, Elu Dvarim Sheinam Shiur, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, you know, much more is expected of people who have been given a certain endowment. Now, everybody, of course, has a responsibility. V'agisa v'yoma v'alayla. Everybody has a responsibility. Matam osam ismeicham v'shinatam v'necha. Everybody has a responsibility. But the greater responsibility belongs to those who have been uniquely endowed with particular talents. That was the Rav Shita. When it comes to Talmud Torah, to make extra effort, I think that we see Bezalel as a kind of a paradigm of that in the world of Melechas HaMishkan.